For Newstalk 1450 and 100.7 KFIZ, I'm Braden Brown with our Addison Jones Real Estate Local Sports. It was simple last night. Win and they were in. Unfortunately, the Green Bay Packers could not make their four-game winning streak a five-game winning streak as they fell to the Lions last night 20-16, a game that meant absolutely nothing to the Lions. The offense never got clicking for the Packers as they fell, scoring just one touchdown and adding on three field goals. Rodgers post-game talking about the offense.
Kind of played like we did before the last, few games. Not complimentary football, turned the ball over on offense. Teams didn't really make a splash play. And then, we squandered opportunities in the red zone. We're terrible on third down. The same things that hurt us all year hurt us tonight.
The Packers lost both matchups to the Lions this year, the last one being the most important one, 20-16 at Lambeau Field. The conversations quickly turn to, will Rodgers be back next year?
I mean, it's a little raw right now. It's just a little bit after the game, so I want to take the emotion out of it and have the conversations and see where the organization's at and see how I feel after some time has passed.
And how he will know when is the time to step away.
Do I feel like I have anything left to prove to myself? Do I want to go back and gear up for another grind? Or is it time? Is it time to step away? Is it time for another voice to be leading this team? I think I need to get away and contemplate those things. And those are real to me.
After making the playoffs the first 3 years under Coach LaFleur, this is the first year the Packers will miss postseason play.
I think ultimately we dug ourselves in too big of a hole. And the margin for error in this league is so small. And if you don't capitalize on opportunities and you make mistakes, then you're going to lose, especially against quality football teams. It's going to be a big offseason for us, obviously, to make sure that we all improve. And we all got to look inward and figure out what it is we got to do to get better, because I know the expectations here are very high, and they should be. And just really disappointed right now.
The biggest question of them all as we reach the offseason earlier than expected. Will number 12 be back, and will Coach LaFleur need a new quarterback for the first time during his tenure?
The quarterback's going to take the brunt of the blame when you don't have success. And a lot of the other time when you do have success, they're going to get too much of that praise. It takes everybody on that field. And ultimately, all 11 that were out there throughout the course of the season, and then our staff, I think we got to do all collectively got to do a better job, period.
The season comes to an end with the Packers going 8-9, missing the playoffs for the first time in 4 years. We'll keep you up to date on all Packers news here on KFIZ. I'm Braden Brown for the Packers Beat. For Newstalk 1450 and 100.7 KFIZ, I'm Braden Brown with our Addison Jones Real Estate Local Sports. Paul Bunyan's axe is returning to Minnesota as the Gophers took down the Badgers over the weekend, 23-16. Post-game, numerous players continued their support of Jim Leonard to keep the head coaching job after taking over for Paul Christ earlier this year. Torchio and Herbig both had high praise for their former defensive coordinator.
It's when Jim is the boss, in my opinion, because it should be him. But in great hands. Coach Leonard with a whole year under his belt as a head coach, I think we'll do tremendous things here, and he'll do that for a long, long time here.
I have 100% belief that Jim Leonard can take this program to Natty. I think he's going to do something here that's never been done before. I think he'll go down in the history books as probably the greatest Badger ever. I said it before that he's my GOAT, but I think he's going to solidify himself as the greatest to ever walk these halls, so I'm excited to see what he does.
The praise went on deaf ears as the Badgers elected to go a different direction today as they announced Luke Fickell, formerly of Cincinnati. Fickell becomes the 31st head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. In a shocking move, athletic director Chris McIntosh was able to get the job done and lure him to Wisconsin.
It became clear that we see the world in a very similar way, and we see the potential in a program like ours in a very similar way, and we have the same expectations, championship-level expectations. And it became evident that Luke and his experience and his belief system and his approach and his process, which was proven and does align with what we believe here, was the way that I felt we should go.
Fickell has experience coaching in the Big Ten as a head man as he stepped in for Jim Tressel back in 2011. Since 2017, he's been at Cincinnati where he's gone 57-18 over the last 6 years. Most importantly, his team played in the college football playoff last year. The question remains, why was Fickell interested in this job?
It had a lot to do with areas we felt like our family could thrive, could live, could, you know, stay for a long time and go to school and really enjoy all the things about the community. Because I can live in a shoebox, I can stay here in a facility 18, 19 hours a day and be around 18 to 22-year-olds. I know I'm not sure that's the healthiest thing in the world, but that's not the same for them. And that's a big part of my life and what's going to help me be who I need to be.
One of the big questions remaining is what will happen with Jim Leonard after losing out on the head coaching job.
Met with Jim for about an hour last night. We'll meet again Wednesday. You know, we had a great conversation. I'm very open to, you know, obviously picking his brain for a lot of things. You know, he loves this place. He's a diehard. So there's a lot of options that are open.
After all of this, there's still a bowl game to be played as the Badgers finish the year 6-6. We'll find out their fate next Sunday. For more on the Badger beat, keep listening to KFIZ. I'm Braden Brown.